kids are carving their pumpkins this time of year, but a giant pumpkin grower in Fond du Lac County is looking ahead to next season and a new record to break.
Jim Ford of El Dorado is a member of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers Association, and earlier this month he took home the top prize at the Stillwater Harvest Fest in Minnesota. His winning pumpkin tipped the scales at 2,491 pounds. That's roughly the weight of a giraffe.
That's still a lightweight. It's not the heaviest pumpkin Ford's grown. He set the state record last year for the biggest pumpkin in Wisconsin history at 2,551 pounds, about the weight of a small car.
To find out what it takes to grow a record-breaking pumpkin, Jim Ford joins us now from his pumpkin patch. Jim, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Well, describe where you are right now. I gather you're near your pumpkin patch. What does it look like?
Well, my pumpkin patch right now looks like a bunch of grass growing. I got something called winter rye, called a cover crop. So there's not much going. The last pumpkin was picked almost 2.5 weeks ago. So that the patch is rototilled. There's no pumpkin plants. I have a cover crop in, and we're just preserving the soil and keeping the soil alive until next time I put a pumpkin plant in the ground. So there's not much going on, just like a farmer's field this time of year after everything's been harvested. Kind of looks barren.
Sure. So can you reflect on the season? How many did you grow? What was the season like for you?
I grew 3 plants this year, and I had a mishap on my first one, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on that one. So, but I took it to the Indiana State Fair in mid-August and took first place there. So I turned a disaster into a little bit of a victory, but it still had some growing. So the last two, I also took first place. In late September, I went to Eau Claire area, Altoona, and won in a way off there with a 2,469-pound pumpkin. And then my last pumpkin, about 2.5 weeks ago, I took to Stillwater, Minnesota. And I was going for my state record, but unfortunately, I didn't break my record from last year. It was only 2,491 pounds. So it was a good year, but it could have been a better year.
Only. How do you move giant pumpkins, may I ask?
We have this thing now. This would be better if this was TV instead of radio, but we have this thing called a lifting ring, and it's made out of seatbelt material. And we cinch it on the bottom, and we have a forklift we bring to the patch, and we lift it up and then quickly slide a pallet underneath it, put it down, and then the forklift takes it off to either a trailer or a truck and off to the way off.
I would imagine you're pulling a lot of weight, and you have to go very carefully because aren't these giant pumpkins a little bit fragile? You don't want them to split.
Once you get past mid-August, they usually don't split after that. I've heard of pumpkin splitting en route to competitions, but it is pretty rare that it happens. Yeah. So, but you got to be concerned. You're always, a pumpkin grower is always concerned about his pumpkin for sure.
Are giant pumpkins thirsty? Do they need much water when you grow them?
Well, since at the peak of growth, they could grow anywhere between 50 to 60 pounds a day. And you do the math, water is 8 pounds a day. So, and plus the transpiration out of the leaves. Yeah, to the peak growing, if it's a hot day, I'm putting up to 150 gallons a day on each plant. So,
wow.
Yeah, they are thirsty, yes.
You've said that you have two uncles who brought you into the competitive world of giant pumpkin growing. When did you catch the fever?
I grew up in the inner city of Chicago, and for some goofy reason, I always enjoyed growing things from a little boy. I had an uncle who was a suburban gardener, a vegetable gardener, and he would share me plants. And then I had an uncle who was a farmer in central Illinois, and it's just in my blood. No one really had encouraged me to do it. I just did it. So I'm 68 years old. I'm still a boy playing in the dirt.
Are you still learning about how to grow these things?
Oh yeah. Yes, definitely. It's funny, you know, you think you grow a 2,400 pound pumpkin, and I could see several things that I messed up this year. And every year, yeah, you know, if you're doing the same thing, you'll get the same results. So you got to clean up your mistakes.
Is this trial and error, or do you have to tinker? Like, where do you make adjustments?
Well, you do most of your adjustments in your thinking has to be in the off season, because if you're yanking the soil and the plant during the season, you're going to confuse the soil and you're going to confuse the plant. I know that sounds crazy. So you do micromanagements during the season, but you're in the off season. That's when you start doing your macro changes, how I'm going to do things different.
And this is happening in a greenhouse off season?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking more in theory and research, talking to other growers.
Okay.
Having some hunches. No, we don't do any growing during the wintertime. Some growers like experimenting with what they call germination tests, and that means they're just addicted to growing something. So they pretend that they're doing research, but they're just playing in the dirt in January. So.
Jim, you mentioned you had a giant pumpkin mishap in recent months. What went on with that pumpkin, really?
You want me to go through it again? Well, these things grow.
I need to relive it.
Okay. I was almost over it, and now and fortunately, it was my smallest pumpkin, so it didn't hurt that bad. And these things grow so fast, you have to adjust them on the vine as they're growing, or else the shoulders of the pumpkin will actually push against the vine and the stem and actually they'll grow off the vine. They'll crack. So you got to reposition them during the season. And I was a little bit too aggressive repositioning the pumpkin. And I literally popped it off the vine. And yeah, so it was like 1 minute. It was 1 second it was on the vine. And the next second as we were moving it, you literally heard a pop. Mm. And it was off the vine and done growing. So we could talk about other things right now.
Well, you know, I didn't want to find out, you know, what did you say in that moment or how did you feel in that moment? But, you know, we're inquiring here.
Yeah. Honestly, one of the first thoughts is you're an idiot. and then the second thought I went, now, what am I going to do with a 1,300-pound pumpkin in mid-August, you know? Yeah. So, and then within a couple hours, someone says, hey, this Saturday is the Indiana State Fair. And so I was on my way to Indiana with a 1,300-pound pumpkin. So
showing it off in a must-do situation. Jim Ford with us as we talk about the art and the skill in growing giant pumpkins. Jim is an award-winning pumpkin grower in Fond du Lac County and a member of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers Association. Jim, what happens to these giant pumpkins after weigh-in? Where do giant pumpkins go?
Well, some people like displaying them on their front lawn. I don't think I've ever done that. 25 years of growing. Sometimes we hollow them out and put a little trolling motor. And there's events where there's pumpkin regattas on lakes and rivers. Sometimes we lift them up on a crane and 100 feet up in the air and drop it into a swimming pool or an old car and just demolish anything that's underneath it. And I have a couple pumpkins. I have one pumpkin that's going, it's on its right way to California, and it's going to be carved, and I don't know what it looks like right now. So now I'm not too sure if it's even arrived yet, but it's going to arrive sometime this week.
What? Someone just called you up and said, "Hey, can I take one of those giant pumpkins off your hands so we can carve it?"
Simply put, yeah. Yeah, and then you negotiate a price.
Okay.
But you got to make sure you get the seeds back, because these seeds are, we hand pollinate them, so we know the genetics. They're purebred. I say they're like thoroughbred horses. We could take the lineage back generations, and so these seeds are valuable in the hands of another giant pumpkin grower. So we make sure we get our seeds back.
And from what I've heard, these seeds can be really expensive. Individual seeds for the Wisconsin state record holding pumpkin costing up to $800 a seed. Is that right?
Well, there's some caveats to that. I do not personally sell my seeds to any other giant pumpkin grower. I never have. I've never paid a penny for a seed. But there's different, that's a whole new topic that would bump us off course. So, but if you're a giant pumpkin grower and you get a hold of me, you're not going to pay a penny for for one of my seeds.
Do you find that pumpkin growers around you, you're a good lot, that you help each other out?
Yeah, I think we do. We do help each other out. I like saying I have pumpkin friends 11 months out of the year, and then during that last month, I get very competitive. Yeah, I heard this line a couple of weeks ago that we compete with each other, not against each other. So we are a tight-knit community, but we could be fierce competitors at the same time.
Where do you store your prized seeds? Where do you make sure that they stay in pristine condition and they're ready for you when you need them?
So who's putting you up to these questions?
I'm just a crack journalist, that's all.
Okay. So, I don't know, I'm starting to get some weird vibes here. No, we just like any seed, we store them in a cool, dry place. I put these little silica desiccant packs, so we keep them dry in a jar. Some people store them in the freezer, just so you don't take them in and out. But a freezer is a good place to store them too. So
okay, what are those GPS coordinates on that freezer? I'm just kidding. So here we go, Jim. The world record for the heaviest pumpkin, 2,819 pounds, set in England. Pair of brothers there. Do you think you have what it takes to beat that number?
A lot has to go right. I think there's a possibility that one of these years I could get there. But they're good growers. There's a lot of good growers in the world. You know, if everything goes right, who knows, maybe. But that, to be honest, that's what I'm shooting for. That's what a lot of giant pumpkin growers are shooting for. So, a measly old 2,551 Wisconsin state record isn't good enough for me. So, we're pushing on.
You know, I think of you like a hobbyist who's a little bit, you know, beyond hobbying here. And I'm wondering, are young people coming up in the giant pumpkin ranks? You're 68.
Yeah, that's a good question. And we do encourage that. We do like seeing new growers every year. They push us. Yeah, there's some growers that are in their young 20s. There's some competitions have youth divisions. And I would say, yes, there are some. We could have more, but no, it's we encourage that, definitely.
Well, Jim, all the best to you and your pumpkin patch. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
Jim Ford is an award-winning giant pumpkin grower in El Dorado, Wisconsin, and Jim is a member of the Wisconsin Giant Pumpkin Growers Association. He's been growing those giant pumpkins for 25 years.